Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good Monday morning, everybody. Stoney's off today, back tomorrow. We got the great Kyle Bogey sitting in for him.
First time that's ever
got
been
up
in front
early
of my
and now has the whole rest of the day ahead of you. Do whatever you want.
That's right. Probably going to catch up on a lot of laundry.
Should be exciting.
Very exciting Monday. Oh, and of course, reading up on all the presidents past and current.
Oh yeah, yeah. Today's presidents.
Yeah, got to pay homage.
All right. You posed a very interesting Lions question that I wanted to get into now. Looking at the Lions, looking ahead to the offseason, and looking ahead to the 2019 season, which I believe should be do or die for Bob Quinn.
Oh, I thought we were going to do comparing the Lions with Cooter and without Cooter. But no, that's fine. We can do that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I was noodling around, on Friday, as we will do. You know, you come up with a take or an opinion and you run it by people, you think about it and you just go, can you actually make this case? Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about Bob Quinn, and I know, we're headed into now the offseason. There's going to be some key decisions made, but it was the day that Glover Quinn was officially cut. And I know it was a cap saving move. You weren't going to pay him, what he required. He's just not the same player. But you think about Bob Quinn heading into the draft, heading into the offseason, money to spend, team coming off of just an awful season in the first year under Matt Patricia. And I go, okay, is it reasonable to say that things aren't better since Bob Quinn arrived as a general manager of the Detroit Lions? Like, make the case that you feel better about the future of the Detroit Lions, or that Bob Quinn has just put this stamp on this team over the last 3 years that makes you believe, oh, yeah, the Lions are much better off with Bob Quinn as a general manager of this team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you do that?
It's a great question. And, because you want to believe that he has, and he has made some good moves, and, they did make the playoffs in his first year. But then you say, okay, well, did they make the playoffs in his first year because of anything he did? Or did they make the playoffs because of what Martin Mayhew had put together?
Exactly.
That was already here. The Lions are in much better financial shape than they were when he first got here.
That's a fair point.
But I don't know that that's praiseworthy, because they don't have the same type of player, the same caliber of player. There was an article in yesterday's paper about the worst contracts in Detroit. And, each team has a few that they'd rather not have. And the Lions have, the three are Matthew Stafford, TJ Lang, and Rick Wagner. Well, all three of those contracts were signed by Bob Quinn. And the Wagner, I believe, has the second largest cap hit on the third largest cap hit on the team behind Darius Slay. And Darius Slay was drafted by Martin Mayhew. And that was a terrific draft pick, because Darius Slay has turned into a Pro Bowl cornerback. I like some of the moves he's made, but much like Mayhew, there's just not enough of them. So to me, they're very similar. For every step forward, there seems to be a step back. For every time you think they're making progress in one area, they are not making progress in a different area.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, the whole goal, every time, and I feel like we've done this so many times in our, lifetime, the Lions get a new regime. They get a new GM. They get a new president. They bring in all these people. And the goal is playoffs and finally getting some playoff wins, right? And becoming a real contender.
Or perennial playoffs.
Yeah, something.
Not like
exactly.
Fluky once in a while playoffs. Perennial playoffs.
Exactly. And I don't feel like we're actually anywhere closer to having that than we were prior to his arrival here. And that's not even necessarily a total slight to Bob Quinn, because let's be real, the NFC North, I mean, who could have expected how much better this division has gotten over the last couple of years? You always have Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. They're going to be there. But the Bears now all of a sudden legitimate. The Vikings have gone, to a point where they are trying to win something. And the Lions are just, they're still right there in the middle at 6-10, 7-9, maybe 8-8 type of team. And, look, what, the best move maybe that Bob Quinn has made? Signing Marvin Jones to a really affordable contract, and he's been really productive, even though apparently they're going to trade him this offseason.
The trade for
snacks. Yeah. I mean, is there really anything else yes, of course, Kerryon Johnson, but it was 1 year. And he was injured also.
Yeah.
And Galladay's been great, but Galladay is not a number one receiver. And while I like the fact that you traded away Golden Tate for a third round pick when you weren't going to re-sign him, if Galladay's going to be your guy and he doesn't have somebody else with him, that's not a great offense. The cutting of Eric Ebron. We all didn't like Eric Ebron, right? But to not get anything, and now you're sitting here, you got to get somebody at the tight end position. I don't know. Like, he's made moves, but has he really made moves that has put the Lions in a position where you go, boy, I think they're going to take a step.
Right.
I don't think I feel that way.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The ticket text 97136. It's kind of like the presidential question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Are you better off now under Bob Quinn than you were under Martin Mayhew? Now, there are depth guys. I mean, he has, through the draft and through free agency, improved areas that were lacking for sure. But the thing that scares me going into this offseason and the cutting slash, I don't know if Glover Quinn's going to retire or not. It sure seems like he might be towards the end of his career.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if he wants to still play. But it just, what that underscores is that while, you know, the NFL is essentially, unless you're Bill Belichick, it is a minefield. You think you take care of one area of the minefield, another mine pops up. And so, like last year, following the draft, when they brought in Ragnow, you thought, okay, well, their offensive line is now solved. We have, you know, they've used two first-round picks with Decker and Ragnow. Obviously, you know, Graham Glasgow is a guy they can use. And then they use the free agent, you know, work with TJ Lang and Rick Wagner. But now here we are, and it's like, wow, the entire right side of that offensive line looks highly questionable. If they bring back TJ Lang at all, it's going to have to be at a reduced rate. And Wagner is just a huge kind of anchor on that salary situation. So, okay, well, then we haven't fixed, you know, I mean, I think the most amazing part of 2018 was that at the start of the year, the weak link on the team was the middle of the defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the year, I would argue the defensive line was playing better than anybody, any other part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And so how does that happen? Butch in Farmington. We're talking about Bob Quinn and the Lions. What's going on, Butch?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, buddy? Today?
Good. Hey, I just want to say, I think under Martin Mayhew, there was a time I had felt a feeling of promise. I thought we were aggressing. You know, we had made the playoffs. We had a defense that was fit, that he accumulated a good defense. But under Bob Quinn, I definitely feel regression. I definitely feel like they are getting worse. He made the mistake of replacing a veteran coach who had been to the Super Bowl with a coach who had never even was a head coach of a high school team. I think that inexperience was vastly underrated. I think when you make mistakes like that, I think his inability to be aggressive going after some free agents, I could see. I know he's not big on free agents. I know you can't build a team through free agency. But Dwayne Brown was available at one time, an offensive tackle he could have got for cheap. That could have helped fix the Lions. Marcell Dareus could have helped fix the Lions. There were some pieces that were there that could have helped the team get over the hump. That offensive line needed help. It needed another player. He sat back and did nothing. I think he's in over his head. I think this team is going to end up replacing him. I think it's going to take another year for everybody else.
You know, Butch, one of the things that you're kind of left with, too, is, okay, did you really expect Matt Patricia to be that much worse of a head coach in year one under Jim Caldwell? Or were you kind of expecting that because it was going to be his first year, and is Bob Quinn almost being patient and sitting on the cap space? You know what I mean? Like, what is the plan here? Does he have a ton of time, or is he trying to get this done quicker than we expect?
It seemed like he's on a different time span than everybody else, because I had a 9-17 when Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn showed up. So all I know is I'm 6-10 now. Some people would think that the 9-17, if you just add a couple pieces, you can get that team over the hump. We've watched other teams like Atlanta Falcons a couple of years ago. They added the Alex Mack center. They added another offensive tackle. They added the linebackers, and boom, they was in the Super Bowl. But here go my team. We can't seem to get out of our own way. We're not smart enough to keep the players that we should keep, and we're not smart enough to draft the players that we should be drafting. It just seems to me like Bob Quinn doesn't have a plan.
Yeah, Butch, here's the thing. Thanks for the phone call. I mean, the thing about Mayhew is Mayhew was the beneficiary of the Lions being historically awful when he first got the job. So therefore, he got Stafford with his first draft pick. He got Ndamukong Suh in his second draft with the third overall pick. Second, whatever. I thought Suh was second.
Yeah.
Top three. Yeah, second. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, you get that because the guy before you did such a horrible job that you are drafting in the top two. Quinn has not had those picks, so I'm not saying that's a benefit or a negative. Quinn also didn't have any Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson retired when Bob Quinn took over, whether that's because of Quinn or because of who knows why exactly that happened. We'll never probably fully know the entirety of that story. But I overall agree with your point. I mean, you know, if you're going to sit here and say this is what Bob Quinn has done right, what is it? And again, to his point, what is the direction of this team in a league? And I get what Patricia was saying when he said back in December, in my mind, playing good defense and running the football still count in January. And we saw that bear out for the Patriots this year, especially in the Super Bowl. But this is a league that clearly is heading in a different direction. And what are the Lions going to do to be, you know, up with, as you mentioned, the Packers and the Bears and the Vikings? I don't know what that is. And he has not shown me enough yet that he, you know, there's one thing to be the smartest guy in the room. And there's another one to think you're the smartest guy in the room. And I'm not sure yet where Quinn is.
Now, can we ask Tony the Lions question?
Sure.
Okay. I was thinking about this late last week. Okay. Sorry. It's his show.
I'm glad you asked me permission.
Of course. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah. As you're looking down on me right now, cause I have this little chair underneath me. Anyway, I was thinking about this late last week.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're heading into a very critical offseason. Lions have cap space. There's a big draft coming up, obviously. But can you make the case that right here, right now, you don't feel better about the Lions becoming a perennial playoff team, as Jamie put it, with Bob Quinn as opposed to before he got here? I don't think the optimism is really enhanced. I think it's basically just the same, if not a little bit worse.
I agree it's the same. I don't think it's worse, but I don't think it's better. I think it's right there at the same, because this team still has the same problems they had when Bob Quinn walked in. There's still a depth question. There's still several holes on the roster that need to be filled. You don't look at this roster and think that they've improved from when Quinn first arrived here a couple of years ago. So, again, this is a critical offseason for the Lions just to prove to their fans.
Yeah.
And I know we've said it's a broken record. Yes, I understand.
You know, this year is really critical. Yeah. I mean, deeply, deeply critical.
Jamie laughing at that, and I just started laughing too, because I don't know how many times I've said this in the past. But in order to prove to your fan base that you're taking a step forward, this is the year where you need to make a dive in free agency. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the big splash guys, but you need to grab a couple of players in free agency where fans go, wow, that guy makes us better. And you've got to do a good job in the draft this year getting some players, because your depth is an issue and some key positions, you definitely need some help.
Can I ask Tony another question?
Yeah, but I was real quick. Okay, can I piggyback? Oh, yeah. this, I think this is a big year for Matthew Stafford, too.
I agree.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Way to take it all seriously.
Yeah, this year he really has got to prove once and for all.
You know, I've never heard that about Matthew Stafford before.
I think this being a big 2019 year. Is a big year for
him. Yeah, okay.
If you had to point to the moves that you could say, okay, Quinn has really put his stamp on this franchise with these moves, like there aren't many.
The drafting of Galladay comes to mind immediately as a move where it was something that they needed to do desperately, and that was a good move.
But probably isn't a one. Like, they're going to have to go sign somebody.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, at this point in time, he could develop into a one, but in my opinion right now, Kenny Galladay is not a number one receiver. Yeah. The Lions lack that number one receiver. They haven't had a true number one since Calvin Johnson retired.
And then, like, what, Snacks Harrison?
You know what?
Outside of that?
Snacks Harrison was a great move, and Snacks Harrison, you were talking about Jared Davis earlier. It's no coincidence that the arrival of Snacks Harrison made Jared Davis a better player. Yeah. Jared Davis was better in the second half of the season playing behind a guy like Snacks Harrison.
Well, it's the same thing as DeAndre Levy at his best years with Ndamukong Suh in front of him. Yep. I mean, I get that.
You're right.
I don't know.
I mean, Quandre Diggs is a nice player. I mean, there's nice players.
Quinn didn't draft him, though, did he?
Oh, I thought he did.
Diggs? Diggs was a Mayhew pick.
Well, then I take back what I just said.
Yeah, that was
back,
a Mayhew pick.
I take back all the praise I just lavished upon
him. Same with Darius Slay. So half your secondary, Quinn isn't even responsible for.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do your research, James.
Seriously, right. And then there's the whole Robert Ayers mystery.
We are never going to get to the bottom of that one.
They signed an NDA.
Yeah. Let's see. His first full draft class, Jake Rudock, Taylor Decker, Graham Glasgow, A'shaun Robinson, Anthony Zettel.
Jimmy Landis, right?
Yeah, Jimmy Landis is going to stick with him for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah. And didn't really hit on.
Yeah, Diggs was beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taylor Decker, A'shaun Robinson, you know, I mean, Taylor Decker's a starter, A'shaun, virtual starter.
Yeah.
Graham Glasgow, starter, Miles Killebrew, Joe Dahl, Antoine Williams, Jake Rudock, Anthony Zettel, Jimmy Landis, Dwayne Washington. Yeah, so, eh.
Yep.
Whatever. Just kind of eh. Everything's kind of eh. Yeah. I mean, it's there's not much more you can say about it. A couple ticket texts on it. Bob Quinn has been here for 3 years. Mayhew was here for like 10 years. There's a huge difference. Okay, fine. I mean, Mayhew wasn't here 10 years. He was here, what, seven?
Too long.
2009 was his first year as the GM, and then he was fired midway through 15? Yeah, 15.
Along with former president on President's Day.
Tom LaJuan.
Tom LaJuan. Yeah, there you go.
I just can't trust in Quinn's decision-making and talent evaluation. Too many misses in the draft around the offensive line as well as free agency. He's become obsessed with fixing the line and has been wrong with almost all of his lineman acquisitions. How much time are we supposed to give him? I wish we could go in a different direction. That's from Jared in Livonia.
Can I add something to what Jared said, or at least counter what Jared
Why
said?
Why are we both asking Jamie permission to speak? What is going on right
now? I love it. No, yes, no. No, yes, no.
I don't disagree, but I like the fact that Quinn wants to build from the line out. That's the way you win football games. If you're strong along the lines, you can build outward, and that makes you better.
I agree with you, but after a while, it's like, I mean, it's almost like that guy in your fantasy league who gets all the running backs. You're like, hey, listen, asshat. You know, you're ruining the league for everybody, right? You know, it's like
Paul Sarah's heart just skipped a beat when you said asshat, by the way.
He wasn't the only one.
I'm a big fan of asshat. Come on. On President's Day, what better word? No GM bats a thousand on their draft picks and free agent signings. Like you mentioned, the interior of the defensive line was an end-of-the-season strength due in part to the draft picks. DeShaun Hand, we haven't mentioned DeShaun Hand yet, and the trades, like snacks coming to life. Draft an edge rusher, offensive lineman, safety, sign a number one wide receiver, and a serviceable tight end, and the Lions are playoff bound.
It's all you got to do.
That's from Sammy in Dearborn. I love the optimism, Sammy. It's all you, that'd be like a political, you know, I want to fix the roads, I want to solve the education problem, I want to cut the deficit, and cut taxes. I'm going to do it all. All in one fell swoop.
It's almost as if though that Bob Quinn is doing like the classic political move. You know, if you can't, you can't get it done, delay, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
he seems to be doing that with Ziggy Ansah, delay. You know, Eric Ebron not replacing what you know the tight end position is lacking, delay. When is he going to stop delaying and start delivering?
What? Ooh, again, alliteration, D&D.
Yeah,
I like that.
You like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, too, is for years, people have saying, you know, the Lions have to blow it up, right? Start, you know, fire everybody from, you know, the ball boys to the team. Everybody just take a, you know.
The forward down the field guy. Get him the hell out of here. He's an asshat.
No, he is not. Theo's a good man. I like Theo. How dare you? And so is Crack.
Okay, the song sucks.
Okay. But in a way, if Quinn does not succeed here, ultimately, it may go down that it's like, Bob, you took too long to address what was already here, right? He took over with Jim Caldwell. He kept Jim Caldwell.
Mm-hmm.
Caldwell left. He kept Cooter. He re-signed Stafford. There was a lot that was already here that as he was trying to change things that he stuck with. And one of my big things, and I'm kind of a broken record on this, is that I feel like with Matt Patricia coming here now, it's almost like it's a reset for Quinn. It's not.
Yeah.
This is year four for Bob Quinn. This is year two for Matt Patricia. And ousting Bob Quinn might mean ousting Matt Patricia, whatever. But just because it's Patricia's first year, it doesn't mean that Quinn gets any sort of a do-over. That's his fault for letting it go this long.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.